Hi there, I'm Luann Fulmer. Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial right here in Silicon Valley. Eric has been helping people retire for 26 years now. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
How have you been this past week?
Doing great.
Good. Now, as you've been meeting with your clients, what have they been talking about as they've come into Heckman Financial? What's been on their minds?
Well, you know, they've been hearing stuff on the radio, or I've heard a lot of these ads for Wealth Beyond Real Wall Street, or why you should hate your 401k, or a Roth is a bad idea, and all these kind of crazy statements where people, anytime somebody says something that far to one side of something, you kind of know that there's some sort of other reason why they're saying that. They're trying to get your attention, and they're trying to make you look and pay attention to what they're saying. And yeah, you know, there's nothing necessarily wrong with that. I just think it's bad if somebody says, oh, the 401k is awful, or Roth is awful, and all these silly things. Really, what these people are all trying to do, this Wealth Beyond Wall Street, or these, hey, I've got an alternative, a better way to go. Really, what they're trying to do is sell you life insurance, overfunded index life insurance. And, you know, it can be good. It can be definitely a great tool. Usually, to make it effective, you can't really need income for at least 10 years. And I see a lot of people funding this thinking they can get money out of it in 2 or 3 years, and it's just not going to work very well. So, you know, if you're looking at that, some of that kind of strategy, or somebody's talked to you about that, really get a second opinion. Because with life insurance, once you do those, you got to stick with it for 20, 30, 40 years. So, you know, if that's not a good company, or if it's not set up right, it can be really ugly and mess you up a lot. You know, that's one thing that I've been, oddly enough, had like 3 people ask me about all within the same week, all about stuff they'd heard actually on other radio programs. So, you know, just want to clear that up and say, hey, you know, life insurance, overfunded life insurance, if done correctly, can be a great tool. If done correctly, is a huge, huge part. And if it's the right companies, and that's another big part too. So definitely do some more due diligence. Don't just go to one person, get some second opinions on that for sure.
Well, life insurance certainly could be part of a portfolio. And we're going to talk about developing an investment portfolio today solely for retirement. And it's a really important discussion because it's very likely that the investment mix that you choose for your accumulation years won't serve you as well in retirement. And when we realize that once we're in retirement, we must replace that paycheck that we were getting while we're working, and now suddenly we realize that the importance that income has over growth, we're not getting that paycheck anymore. So we do see the value of principal protection in a whole new light. Eric, you're going to help us sort all of this out today. So tell us, what are the virtues of realigning an investment portfolio for retirement?
Well, exactly. I mean, what got you there isn't always what needs to, you know, keep you going when you're actually in retirement. So, like talking about the life insurance issue, life insurance can be great if you started it early enough, and it can put off a lot of tax-free income. So it can be a great tool for retirement. But again, you got to start it at least 10 years before you go retire. So it's not something you can easily, quickly switch into. When we're talking about your overall investment stuff, you know, what types of things should you be looking for? Obviously, your risk tolerance starts changing as you get older. So, you know, you want less volatility. You need to have less volatility. When you're having that paycheck come now from your investments, it's got to be there every single month. You can't wait for things to always come back. You really need to have a lot more income. You know, obviously, you still need stuff for long term also, because you may be retired for 30 years and who knows, maybe even 40 now. You know, there's really 4 commonly accepted investment categories. We're going to kind of go over those a little bit more and how to integrate these really into your overall asset allocation for now and throughout retirement. One of the things is when you're starting to make that retirement decision and starting to go that way, you know, you need income, you need money to start paying off. And that's really what we want to do, is look at all the different tools out there and what those tools look like. They're all just tools. I always try to make sure all my clients know that, is, you know, that you can't say there's a right or wrong tool. You know, that you can use a saw or you could use a wrench to take off a bolt. Normally you're going to use a wrench, but if it's welded shut, you know, rusted shut, you may have to use a saw. So which tool's right, I can't tell until we figure out, you know, what's the goal, what's the purpose. And, you know, that's what we're talking about here.
Eric, what are some things that future retirees should be thinking about when they're constructing this retirement strategy? Because we all know life is never simple. There are complications along the way all the time. So how do you prepare your clients for what may come?
Well, yeah, it's a great question. And you're right. Life's never smooth sailing. You know, there's always stuff that's going to come up, right? That's why you call it planning. You don't plan for just one thing. You plan for contingencies. And of course, there's market volatility, inflation, you know, people living a lot longer than they ever thought with all the new healthcare and other stuff coming up. So, you know, one of the things you really want to figure out is what do you want to do with, when you retire? Is it going to be traveling, seeing the world? You know, what types of stuff are you going to do? You know, are you planning on moving, being with the grandkids, or, you know, what types of stuff are you going to be doing on a daily basis? Are you going to be doing, you know, expensive hobbies, maybe like, you know, going golfing all over the place? Or is it something that's a little bit less expensive? You know, so all these things have to really come into play when you're talking about retiring. And that's why you really want to have a strategy and some sort of real, actual, you know, process and thought process of what's going on. Really, what we do here at Heckman Financial is focus on that. We create that blueprint to worry less wealth. So what is that? Well, it's a 9-page document that's pretty simple that goes over, here's where you're at right now. And we're going to look at, do you have an income plan? Well, yeah, you do. Even if you haven't created one, we'll show you, you know, how your income is going to be going and will that money last? Yeah, you know, what's your investment plan? How's that allocated? What's the tax strategies? Are you actually working with a financial advisor who's telling you tax strategies and how to integrate all the taxes into that income planning, that investment planning? Then, of course, you have to look at healthcare and legacy. And that's the 5 points of the blueprint to worry less wealth. We want you to worry less about retirement and more about having fun and enjoying life. So, you know, that's something we can do for you and your family. There's no cost, no obligation. We first have a kind of what we call a discovery visit where you come in, we find out what's going on. We follow up with another visit where we're doing the plan, showing you what course you're on. And, you know, if you're wanting to go to New York and you're headed to Florida, well, we'll tell you that you're headed the wrong way. And so that's really the goal of that meeting. And then it's up to you if you want to hire us or not. So again, if you want to take advantage of this, no cost, no obligation, all you have to do is pick the phone and call 800-454-1184. Again, it's 800-454-1184. Or you can go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
If you could, Eric, give us an example of how a properly balanced portfolio can help us in a retirement that might last, say, 20, 30, or 40 years.
Yeah, well, it's amazing now how many of my clients in their 70s have their parents still alive, you know, meaning their parents are in their 90s or even hundreds. So it is happening already that people are really definitely living that 40-year retirement, which is kind of crazy to think about. And you know, what does that mean? Well, you kind of need 3 things. You know, you need some guaranteed money for those bad years. You need some money that's guaranteed to last for the rest of your life. So you need to have, in essence, a pension that you're going to have to probably create on your own. So there are some great products out there, but you got to use the right ones. And so that'd be one thing to have, is have some sort of set lifetime income on top of Social Security. The second part, of course, is you want to have some growth with the market. But, you know, so most people do have that. But the part that people most are missing is some steady income money. And really, that's kind of the third component we make sure we have in all of our clients' plans, is having something that's paying on a monthly basis, ideally 6 or 7%. So it's paying that money out every single month. And so if you've got some guaranteed lifetime income, you got your Social Security check, you've got some steady income money coming in every month, that puts a lot less pressure on that portfolio to have to perform, you know, month in, month out, and allows you to weather those storms as they come and go. So pick the phone and call 800-454-1184. Again, it's 800-454-1184. Or you can always find us at wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
Imagine for a moment that an intense storm is pounding your house. Will the roof leak? Will the siding peel away? What about your basement? Will it flood? If your house is properly built and maintained, you'll be fine. But what about your 401k or your investments, your retirement income? The stock market has had a great run the last few years, but is its current turmoil making you feel uneasy? Are you confident your portfolio is built to weather a financial storm? Now may be a great time to get a second opinion on your retirement strategy. Call Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, 408-297-9800. His team will examine your portfolio and show you if your investments are in need of some weatherproofing. Don't let your retirement get caught in the rain. Call 408-297-9800.
Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. is a registered investment advisory firm. We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. California Insurance License Number 0E89971.
And we are back. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer talking today with the founder of Heckman Financial, Eric Heckman. Eric will give you solid, independent, personalized financial advice. He's a well-known speaker and an author, and he can provide you with advice to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. Today, we're talking about four categories of retirement planning. Eric, when we're crafting a portfolio, it's best to make it diverse, right? Isn't that the goal?
You're absolutely right, Luann. I mean, without a steady source of earned income, you know, like your paycheck, you got to start having some sort of income. You need to have some money, you know, coming in every single day. And first conservative approach to that is, you know, dollars you can't afford to lose. So when we're talking about that, the words safe and safety are kind of loose and thrown about. And, you know, if somebody says this is, you know, this is like safe or this is almost safe, it's like, yeah, no. it's kind of like pregnant. You are or are not. Safe is safe or not. So what we mean by safe is it's principal protected by some institution. And so that means your money is guaranteed against loss, not that it's lower risk or something like that. So the second method would be really some sort of fixed income asset where it's, you know, lower risk, but it may or may not have some principal protection. So, you know, that could be bonds or other sorts, you know, vehicles like that.
So tell us the vehicles that are for conservative assets then.
Yeah, well, we're talking about foundational assets. So these are stuff that is really principal protected. So, you know, there's obviously stuff that a lot of people know about, banks, you know, online accounts, money market CDs, all that stuff, you know, at the credit union or a bank. And, you know, that money's liquid. It's starting to finally earn some interest, but still pretty pathetic interest. So that's one thing that you can use, but you want to have some emergency rainy day money there. But beyond that, you don't want to leave any large sums there. It's still not going to outpace inflation, and you're going to lose spending power. The next one's municipal bonds. The problem with municipal bonds are they're only guaranteed 2 points in time, the day you buy it and the day it matures. Now, it could be a guaranteed insured bond. So people say, well, hold it. You know, that's still guaranteed. It's only guaranteed and insured at maturity. So let's say you pay $1,000 for this bond and maybe interest rate was 4%. Now all of them are paying 6%. Well, who in the world would pay, you know, you money to buy your bond if it's only paying 4%, everybody else is paying 6%. So they'll give you a lot less money to buy your bond. So if you need to sell that bond, and municipal bonds are typically 20 to 30 years, you know, and you're very likely you may need to sell it, well, you're not going to get all your money back. So you'll actually have a loss on something that's actually guaranteed. So that's one thing you have to watch out for. So it's only guaranteed if you hold it all the way to maturity. Savings bonds are someplace else that you can do stuff. I mean, it's cute and it's okay for the kids type of thing maybe, but it's again still not earning much money. There's treasury bonds, so of course, again, same thing, just like a municipal bond. If you're buying a bond, yeah, it's guaranteed, but only at when you buy it and when it matures. In between, all bets are off. It could be sold for more or less than the value you paid for it, you know. And then lastly, then the next part where you get money insured or guaranteed is with an insurance company. And so that's usually either with a fixed annuity, which is kind of like a CD. They'll pay you a certain interest rate for a period of time, typically 3 years, 5 years, somewhere around there. Those rates are starting to get higher, starting to get close to the fours and such. So they're getting a little bit better than they used to be now. And then the other kind that's really super popular is really the fixed indexed type. And these are ones where instead of the insurance company picking an interest rate, what they're going to do is they're going to pay you a rate based off some external index like the S&P 500, and they'll give you some portion of that index, but they won't give you any of the losses. So it's kind of a good way to go in terms of having some money protected. If you want to lock up some money and not lose it to the market, you know, with the how high the market's gone, you know, it can be a really great solution. What you want to do is you want to be really careful who you're talking with. You know, do they have a wide selection of products? Do you want to know all the little ins and outs? Sometimes people say, you know, Eric, why would I want annuities? Annuities are to pay income. Well, these are really what we're called deferred annuities, meaning you're not trying to get any income today. You're trying to get it down the road. So you could use this with IRA money if you want to have, again, some principal protection and you want to have something that's probably going to out-earn bonds, but at least have way more safety than bonds because there is no interest rate risk when rates go up on these. You know, that's a great way to go. If you're using normal dollars, you know, like your just normal savings account dollars, not IRA dollars, then that money's actually even tax deferred. So it can be a really good option for somebody who's maybe cashed in some stock or has some money sitting in the bank and they just want to have some money growing. I mean, one of the worst things I see is people have money sitting in CDs or sitting money in the bank, and of course, it's not earning hardly anything, but whatever it's earning is causing more taxation on their tax return. Why pay taxes if you don't need it? If you can earn 1 or 2% more and not pay tax until you choose to pay the tax on it, well, you know, that's kind of a no-brainer for most of us, right? So definitely something you want to look into. Again, you know, all of these tools, all these things, really, what are they? They're just pieces of the puzzle. They're ways to build stuff. And which tool should you use? It goes back to having a plan. So that's what we do here at Heckman Financial. We create that blueprint to worry less wealth because we want you to worry less about all these tools and your portfolio. We want you to worry more about having fun and where that next trip's going to be. So that's really what we're trying to help people with. So, you know, if that's something you like to do, if you want to know more about this blueprint, there's no cost, no obligation. All we do is sit down, we go through this process. And then at the end of that, if you say, hey, yeah, Eric, can you fix this for me? That's great. Well, you can hire us. If not, hey, at least you learned a lot of great information. So if that's something you'd like to take advantage of, all you have to do is pick the phone and call 800-454-1184. Again, it's 800-454-1184. And of course, you can always find us or get a hold of us at wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. When it comes to projecting life surprises like accidents, even new car repairs or roof repairs, things like that, how do you account for that in someone's retirement strategy, Eric?
Well, surprises, of course, are a surprise.
Yes.
So that's why they're called that. But with planning, you know, it's called a contingency. So, you know, I was a Boy Scout and my boys are all in Scouts and yeah, well, what's the scout motto? Be prepared. And so really that's what you want to do is you want to make sure you're prepared for all these things. These are not that that odd, right? I mean, healthcare issues, you know, health emergencies. Yeah, you will need new cars. You'll need new fridges, new roofs. So again, having that built in to the plan, then, you know, that's where you can, you know, really make sure you have everything that's set up the way you want. So what we want to do is, you know, look at some stuff that has stuff like stocks and bonds. I mean, you have to have money growing. You have to have stuff that's growing for inflation to offset some of these things. But you have to make sure it's right for you and right for your situation. I mean, it's just like going to as a grown adult, going to a pediatrician. I mean, it would be silly. Now, they give you a lollipop at the end, which is cool. I wish my doctor would do that. But, you know, that it just makes no sense. And so there's some stuff that makes no sense in distribution mode when you're in retirement. I mean, most portfolios I see when we do the numbers, most of them, their yield is 1 to 1.5%. So what that means, if you're trying to get money out of your assets, most people are getting 1 to 1.5% off their dividends and interest. Well, that's hardly anything. And then, you know, the last part would be really, you know, having that alternative assets. So having some stuff that's out of the market. These are ones that can sometimes be more aggressive, but sometimes they're actually more conservative too. So there's a lot of options out there. You know, for us, it's not about one set of tools. I mean, a lot of people in my business, unfortunately, are the answer to everything is stocks and bonds. Yeah, stocks and bonds. That's all it is. It may be mutual funds, ETFs, but really when it comes down to it, it's all stocks and bonds. And, you know, there's reasons for all these other tools and products to be out there. And if you use them in the right manner and the right mode, it works. So I know it's always annoying, but it always comes down to that same thing, having a plan. You know, once you know what your goals, your values are, the plan is super easy. And so that's what we do. When we create that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we have people worry less about their portfolio, more about having fun and enjoying life, really what we're doing there is we're looking at all those tools and we're saying, okay, what should be in that income plan? How do we make sure that money lasts for the rest of your life? You know, what types of investments should we have? What are the tax consequences? Should we be doing some Roth conversions before 70 and a half? What other things should we be looking at? Which tools should we take money out first? And looking at all that stuff, then we can look at the healthcare issues, legacy issues, and that's the five areas of the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. Again, something we can set up for you and your family. There's no cost, no obligation. What you'll do is sit down with us once. We'll find out what your situation is. The second time, we'll go over some strategies, and it's up to you if you want to help have us help you fix it, or you can just leave and you've learned a lot of great information. So again, if you want to take some action and you want to take charge of your financial future, call 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or find us at wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
We'll be right back for more of Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial.
You often hear retirement called the golden years, but is it? When it comes to your health, it's clear. You consult your doctor for advice. Why not consult a professional when it comes to your money? Just like your doctor, the advice you get from a financial advisor can have a direct impact on your quality of life. Are you paying too much in fees with your current financial professional? What can happen to your nest egg if there's a market correction? If you're unsure about the answer to these questions, it may be time for a second opinion. Eric Heckman is an independent advisor. He doesn't have a boss on Wall Street. Eric and his team at Heckman Financial specialize in designing retirement strategies that can allow you to spend more time enjoying life and less time being concerned about your finances. Eric Heckman and Heckman Financial can help make sure your golden years are just that, golden. 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, California Insurance License 0E89971. Guarantees and protections provided by insurance products are backed by the financial strength of the issuing insurer.
Welcome back. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman, and you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. You know, Eric is also an author. He wrote the book Worry Less Wealth to open our eyes to all the financial products that are available out there. In that book, he talks about ways to get advice, and he helps us see any warning signs in our own financial planning before trouble begins. Today, we're talking about investment categories to consider in retirement with Eric. And Eric, you were talking about annuities a little while ago. Are there some annuities that you tell your clients to steer clear of?
Yeah, well, annuities are one of those things that, for some reason, they always generate some sort of feeling when you hear the word. So you have some sort of opinion. And the funny part is half the time, people even don't know why they have that opinion. You know, it's almost like stereotypes, right? People just believe things and they may or may not be true. And usually they're partially true and partially not. And so what happens is, okay, what's the reality? And so there's different types. So really what we're talking about typically is deferred annuities. Immediate annuities, these are the kind where you need income tomorrow. So you give an insurance company 100 grand, they start a paycheck next month. And it's just a really big roll of the dice to see, hey, are you going to live long enough or not? So they'll keep paying for as long as you live. I've got a client who's in his mid-80s. He loves to do these. He's got nobody to leave his money to. So, you know, he keeps getting more and more income this way. But if he lives 7.5 years, he breaks even. If he lives 10 years, he makes about 50% on his money. But it's a pretty big risk. So what we're talking about when we're talking about the deferred annuities, these are ones where you're putting money away to start taking some income out at some point in your life. It may be 1, 2, 5, 10 years from now or whatever. And the one that you got to really, really watch out for is the variable annuity. I would say 95% of the time, the variable annuity would fail the fiduciary standard of care that I have for clients, meaning that we have to do what's in your best interest. It is almost impossible for me to ever see any situations where the variable annuity works. What the lure of the variable annuity is, they put some guarantees around something that's not guaranteed, the stock market. So, hey, that makes sense, right? I would love to have all these gains in the market and have some downside protection. The problem is the fees are usually anywhere from 3 to 5%. And people don't believe me until we call up the company and we add it all up, because most of these fees are legally disclosed and legally invisible. So they're there. It's kind of like the air. The air is there. You can't see it, but it does affect things. And so, with the variable annuity, those fees lower your your performance or really kill you when the market drops, that it really kills all the advantages of having those guarantees around the stock market. So I like to separate the two, and let's have stock market growth and super low cost funds that grow really well. And then let's have our guarantees and something that's truly guaranteed, and not try to get everything into one thing. And so, you know, with that, then what you're looking at is typically the fixed indexed annuity. These are ones where the principal is guaranteed, but the rate's based on some outside index like an S&P 500 or something like that. And so they're going to give you some amount of that growth every year. They're not going to give you all of it, and they're going to give you nothing on the downside. And so since you don't have to catch back up after a bad year, they can be a great tool. Because imagine if you retired and it was 2008 and you're like, hey, everything's going good. Things are still going up. Yeah, the market's off a little bit, but I'm fine. Well, 2009, things are getting really super scary. You're trying to figure out how to find a job in Silicon Valley in your mid-60s after you're already retired. Good luck. That ain't going to happen probably. And so you're trying to figure out, how do I survive here? Well, if everything's in the market, it's going to get really ugly really fast. If you have some guaranteed money in those bad years, you can take it from that guaranteed source. In the good years, like a 2013 or even 2017, take it from the market money. So if you got both sets of money, you're going to do great. If you just have all market money, you have no choices and you're stuck. And so that's where annuities, I find, can really fit in well. Most of them, on average, you're going to probably get 4 to 6% ongoing. It's not going to be super huge returns. Now, some people got some crazy great returns last year. That's not going to happen that often. But when it does, it's great. So, you know, it's a great to have a floor of money that you can't lose. And you can even turn on and add some guaranteed lifetime income. So you could actually kind of create a pension in a way for yourself by having a steady income that's guaranteed to keep coming in by that insurance company too. So there's a lot of great uses for them. Don't just instantly say, oh, I hate those, or I've heard those are bad. Usually they're talking about the variable annuities, not the index kind. And again, you got to watch out the products. There's lots of little gotchas. So you have to know all the rules. But, you know, just like anything, if you know the rules of the game, it's easy to play. If you have no idea what the rules are, it's really tough.
Today, we're talking about retirement investment strategies. And Eric, the more aggressive strategies seem to rely a lot on the market. And we know that the markets can be all over the place, up and down and all that. So how do you advise your clients on market volatility when it comes to their retirement plans?
Yeah, well, we've got some great stuff showing how critical having lower volatility, or, you know, less variability in your returns is in retirement. You know, if you have something that gets, you know, all the highs and all the lows versus something that gets maybe one or two of the highs and one or two of the lows, that less variance, that less up and down, will always outperform that one that's bouncing all over, because those withdrawals happen at different time frames, right? So, you know, you're retired, you got to have a paycheck every month, not just some months. So that's going to be the problem. And so really having that lower volatility is critical. We have some specialty fund managers that specialize in low volatility planning. So sometimes we'll use some of those. Again, having some alternative assets that are paying some steady income, that helps. And then lastly, again, what we talked about just before, having some annuities or guaranteed lifetime income, that's going to help. So really, you got to watch out for variability and that variance of returns, because that volatility can really kill a retirement plan. And, you know, so again, really what you want to do is have an actual plan. I mean, what we do here at Heckman Financial is we create that blueprint to worry less wealth. We make sure you have an income plan showing how your money is going to run out to retirement. Are you going to have that money going to last, or are you going to run out of money? And is that in your 70s or 90s? So we want to have that plan first. Then we can figure out what investments we should do to get that income. We want to look at the tax ramifications. If you're not working with somebody who's really well-versed in taxes, that's wrong, because you need somebody who knows taxes and really knows how to implement all these different ideas and which pots of money you should be taking when. And then, of course, you want to look at healthcare issues and legacy issues. And that's the five areas of the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. It's something we can create for you. No cost, no obligation. All you have to do is come in. We'll have a one visit, just find out what you're worried about. And second visit, here's some strategies. Here's the course you're on. Here's some issues. Do you want to take care of them and fix them? Yes or no. And do you want us to help, you know, in that process? Yes or no. And that's all it is. So again, if you want to take advantage of that, no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is call 800 800-454-1184. Again, it's 800-454-1184. Or find us at wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
Another thing that we need to consider when we're devising our retirement strategy is the fact that we're all living longer, longer than any generation ever before us. So how do we make our money last as long as we're going to live, Eric, and we don't even know how long that is?
Yeah, I mean, that's the tough part, because with modern technology and all these other things going on, the CRISPR-9 and all this crazy stuff, people can easily live a lot longer. I mean, there's one person I do a lot of work with and does some coaching, and yeah, his goal is to be a 156. Who knows if he'll make it, but yeah, he's already in his mid-70s, so he's trying to double it, basically. And so yeah, that's a really scary proposition of, you know, obviously you have to be healthy, you have to have good health habits to stay active and have a good quality of life. But for financial purposes, you know, how are you going to make that money last? I mean, some of the ways, like we said, with annuities can be great. Life insurance might be a good option in there too. But, you know, having some sort of set money that's going to be there for the rest of your life is really critical. Knowing what risk level you have. I mean, lots of times people don't even know how much risk they have in their portfolio. And we are at a scary point in time where we've been, you know, for, you know, almost a decade now of just an up market. And so, you know, one of the things we can do too is we can actually give you a snapshot of what your portfolio today would look like if a good year like 2013 happens, and also a bad year like 08 or 07 to 09 happens. And we can show you a stress test on that portfolio. And that's going to be a really critical thing. Again, call 800-454-1184. Again, it's 800-454-1184, or you can find us online at wealthcreator.com.
If you're at or near retirement age, you'll soon have to decide when to start collecting Social Security benefits. If you get this decision wrong, you could end up missing out on thousands of dollars in retirement. That's why the Financial Knowledge Institute is hosting an informative event that could help you avoid making costly Social Security mistakes. Join them and special guest speaker Eric Heckman to learn more about how to maximize your benefits. Eric is the founder of the Knowledge Institute and president of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services. Eric will also talk about how Social Security benefits can work with your savings to create a complete retirement income plan. This special event will be at the San Jose Public Library, Rose Garden Branch. Pick the date that works best for you, 6 o'clock on Tuesday, August 28th, or Wednesday, August 29th. There's no cost to attend, but space is limited and reservations are required. So call now, 866-734-8465. That's 866-734-8465. Don't miss your chance to learn how to get the most out of your Social Security benefits. 866-734-8465.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman, and I've got my monthly contributor here, Marilyn Brown Ross. Great to have you.
Great to be here.
She's our expert or guru or whatever we want to call you for everything about reverse mortgages. So I guess the first thing we always have to say is, what exactly is a reverse mortgage and what's going backward?
A reverse mortgage is exactly opposite of a traditional mortgage, which we call a forward mortgage. Your 30-year fixed, your adjustables, where you make a payment. A lot of it goes to interest, some of it goes to principal, and you have a declining balance. A reverse mortgage allows a senior to stay in their home without making a payment, but the interest accrues on that mortgage. So you're not making a payment, so you have an increasing balance.
Right.
Which means it's a negatively amortized loan.
Yeah, so your loan's not going down, it's going up, but you're not spending any money, you're not sending any money in, which means you got a lot more money in your pocket, right?
Right. I mean, you have a $1,500 or $1,600 a month payment to make, and now you don't have that to make anymore because it's paid off. My favorite part of a reverse mortgage, when you are in a regular mortgage, a traditional mortgage, and you miss your payments, 3-4 months, whatever it takes, the bank is going to foreclose on you. With a reverse mortgage, there is no payment, so they can't foreclose only if you do not pay your property tax, your homeowner's insurance, and the house is in terrible disrepair.
Yeah, like holes in the roof or floors or
right.
walls
but
falling
other than
over.
That, nobody can foreclose on you, which I think is absolutely wonderful. So most of my clients say, I've been in this home for 40, 50 years, and this is where I want to remain the rest of my life, but I'm not making it. I'm trying to live on Social Security with maybe a little retirement, and that this payment is really getting hard to make.
Right. And so, you know, so what's some of the other rules or things, you know, age-wise, obviously there's restrictions there.
You have to be 62 or older. It has to be your primary residence. You can't do it on a vacation property or a second piece. You have to live there. It's all based upon the value of the property and the age of the borrower. A regular mortgage is loan to value. That's how the banks are. This is age to value. The older you are, the more money is available. The younger you are, the less money is available. So you just have to live in the home, keep it in decent repair, make those payments. And if there's a mandatory counseling session you have to do before you can do a reverse mortgage. And it's all of this is a government loan. So it's all we follow government guidelines. So they want to make sure that you understand what you're doing, that you're not having somebody come out there and, you know, trying to scam you. So you do have to go through a counseling session and then you get a certificate. And then you still have an 8-day waiting period after you get your certificate. But this is, you know, you can cancel at any time. Application is not binding. The final, when you sign final papers, it takes 4 to 6 weeks. When you sign the final papers, you still have a 3-day right of rescission. So you'd still have time to say, you know what, I changed my mind. So none of it is binding until that third day after the final papers are signed.
Okay, yeah. So you got a long time to think about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. And you go through it with the counselor. Any questions you have that you might feel the loan officer is not answering correctly, that's why they have that counseling session.
So when we're talking about, you know, some of the other strategies when you're talking about reverse mortgages, I mean, lots of times people don't really think about how, you know, the mortgage is really drawing down your other assets. I mean, I've got one client right now who, for some reason, I don't, you know, and people, I guess, are just scared of him for some, you know, I guess it's the old school thing or something. But I mean, you know, he's spending down a lot of his assets and then getting to do the reverse mortgage. It's like, if you get the reverse mortgage now, you won't spend all your assets down. You'll have some money in the bank. You'll have some investments. So, you know, why do you think people are so, you know, either anti it or just scared of it or think it's horrible or whatever?
Well, there's really the perception of a reverse mortgage is not good because dating back to the 80s when they came into inception, it was not a good program. The reverse mortgage, the lender would say, we have to go on your title. In order to do the reverse mortgage, the bank or the lender said, okay, we have to go on your title, which means you had a partner in your home.
Yeah,
so when you went to sell it, they got half of the money, which that's how it comes. Everybody today says, oh, no, don't do a reverse mortgage because the bank is going to own the property. Not true. That only lasted not even a year. But when people hear a negative thing, that's what remains in their head.
Stays forever.
Nobody goes on title with you. It stays in your name, whoever's on the deed. If you have a trust, it stays in the trust. You can put it in a trust. It goes to your heirs, much like a traditional mortgage. So you have a mortgage on your home. Let's say your mortgage is a $300,000 mortgage. If you passed and you left it to your heirs, the heirs would have to pay that mortgage off. I mean, the bank isn't going to continue to let them have the house without their mortgage being paid. And it's exactly the same with a reverse mortgage. Whatever it is you've used, plus the accrued interest is what they owe. So if you've used $300,000, and that includes the interest, or $400,000, whatever that figure is, the heirs can say, we want to keep this house and pay it off. They can get a mortgage to pay it off. If they're not 62, I've even had children 62 and older get a reverse mortgage to pay off their reverse mortgage because they wanted to keep the house. So they can pay that off. Or they can say, we don't want the house. We're going to sell it. Put it on the market. You don't even have to call anybody. Like if you had a regular mortgage, you don't call the bank and say, we're going to sell our house. You just put it on the market. So they just put it on the market. It sells. The reverse gets paid out of, let's say the house is worth $1 million. There's a $400,000 reverse mortgage that's due. The reverse gets paid out of escrow, and they get the balance. So it goes to the heirs.
Yeah, and so when people are really looking at these, I mean, what are some of the other details they should look at for when they're getting a reverse mortgage? Is there any special items?
Are they going to stay in the house? That's my first question when I'm meeting a client. Do you want to stay here? And I just, the first time in about 13 years that somebody said, oh, I might sell in a year. And I said, well, you need to really make up your mind. If you want to sell, then try to do something other than the reverse mortgage, because it's in, you know, there's a lot entailed. We have to go through, get paperwork and everything. And if you're going to sell and you can do it, then move on. Try not to do it. But if you're going to be at, most of my clients say, oh, I'm going to die in this house. They're going to carry me out feet first. I've been here for 50 years. Right. And who, you know, what senior wants to leave something they know? They're there and they know every inch of that. I had one lady that was going blind. She said, they want to put me somewhere that I've never been in it. I know every inch of this house. I can get around even if I can't see. I know where I'm. So she did the reverse mortgage because that's where she wanted to be.
Yeah, no, that's great. So, you know, when people are looking at the reverse mortgage, you know, is there any other details they need to know about how to compare, or what's the difference between one company to another company? Or
one company to another company, it's, we all have to follow the guidelines. It's a government loan. So every company follows the guidelines. Some of them may have different margins, and it's based on the a margin plus the LIBOR. So the London Interbank Offered Rate. So yeah, you can check around to see who has a better rate. But as far as the loan, it's all the same.
Okay. Tell me about, you know, your process. What do you do with people when they call you?
When they call me, I always get just minimal information. I just need names, addresses, birth dates. I do need, because the loan is based on the age. But I don't need Social Security numbers, anything. I like to meet. I put an analysis together. And I go out to the home. I've flown to San Diego to meet with my clients. I'm here based in San Jose, California, but I cover all of California. And I always go face to face so they can see me and I can see them.
Well, so what's the best way for them to get a hold of you?
Give me a call at 408-722-0010. 408-722-0010.
And, you know, obviously we always have a link at wealthcreator.com on the radio page there. So that was great talking to you today, and we'll have you back next month.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
With that, we'll be right back on Wealth Creator Radio.
Imagine for a moment that an intense storm is pounding your house. Will the roof leak? Will the siding peel away? What about your basement? Will it flood? If your house is properly built and maintained, you'll be fine. But what about your 401k or your investments, your retirement income? The stock market has had a great run the last few years, but is its current turmoil making you feel uneasy? Are you confident your portfolio is built to weather a financial storm? Now may be a great time to get a second opinion on your retirement strategy. Call Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, 408-297-9800. His team will examine your portfolio and show you if your investments are in need of some weatherproofing. Don't let your retirement get caught in the rain. Call 408-297-9800. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. is a registered investment advisory firm. We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. California Insurance License Number 0E89971.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Of course, Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worryless wealth retirement. Today, we've been talking about investment categories that you need to consider in retirement planning. Eric, how might these four categories that you've gone over today fit into someone's retirement plan?
Well, it's obviously something you do on your own, but often it's really good to have another set of eyes. Make sure that you're on the right path and make sure you know about these things that you don't know about, because You don't know about the things you don't know about until somebody tells you. So that's where I find the coaching and the advice that we give people, it really opens their eyes and they find a lot of different things. So again, you want to have somebody who's licensed. You want to have somebody ideally who's a registered investment advisor, somebody who has a real fiduciary standard that they have to follow. If it says registered representative on their card, that means they're first and foremost a commissioned stockbroker. They are first and foremost have to be on that commission side, and then they can do stuff on the fee basis, but they're really not a fiduciary based advisor. So that's one of the things you want to look for. Then really what you want to do is have somebody who knows that distribution planning. If you're moving into retirement, you know, if you're in your late 50s, early 60s, you got to have somebody who really knows how to take all these assets out. I just was meeting with some clients recently and they love their advisor. They've been with her for 20 or 30 years. But they're realizing she didn't have any idea about Social Security strategies. She didn't have any idea about taxation. There was just a lot of stuff that she's missing. And again, it's that whole pediatrician versus, a regular doctor. You know, she's somebody who helps you grow your money, but she's not somebody who can help you in that distribution time frame. And so that's why they ended up moving some of their assets to me, was because they need that help. They need these extra products and extra things that we can help with. A lot of people don't have access to. A lot of the other advisors don't. So again, what you want to do is really come up with a plan that takes into all consideration of all these different areas. And ideally work with somebody who really knows what they're doing, that they're on your side, that they're not working for somebody else. They're working first and foremost for the client, and the client's the one who hires them, because that's what you want, is you want to be hiring that person, not hiring another company that person works for.
Eric, is there anything else you'd like to add in our discussion about what investment categories we need to consider?
I mean, really, again, going back to having a plan, you know, really something that you can go back on and say, okay, well, if there's a market crash, what's your blueprint? What do you go back to check? You know, should you be acting? Should you not be? You know, if you've got like a rule book or guidebook to tell you where you're at, then you're fine. It's just like, you know, if you're out on a hike and there's two paths, hopefully there's a sign, or hopefully you've got a map, because then you can figure out which path you're supposed to be on. But if you have no clue, it's really tough. You know, which one are you going to take? Well, again, if you've got that plan set up ahead of time, you've got that knowledge, and then it's easy to make those decisions when you come to those crossroads. And that's what we want to do for you, is create that plan. So, you know, if you want to set up a time, all you have to do is pick, you know, no cost, no obligation, just give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, it's 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com. You can find the radio rebroadcast, the podcast of this, and tons of great events that we have coming up. So again, go to wealthcreator.com. That's all for this week's show. We'll be back next week. Thanks for listening.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. California Insurance License 0E89971, IRS Circular 230 Notice. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended or written to be used and cannot be used by any taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein.